going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour of power coming your way right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot to get to. Just had a phone conversation. One of my good brothers, man. I always chime in. I reference him on the show all the time. My good pal, Scrap. Our resident Eagles hater. Remember during January before the NFC Championship game? Bunch of trash talk from him. I always reference the bird's nest. Scrap just called me. Always good jargon back and forth with Scrap. Scrap was telling me about the weekend, what happened last night. And my good old pal, right across in the same section, I don't want to say in the same section, but right across the hall, right across the aisle, I would say, from Debo Samuel last night in the club on U Street partying. I don't have a problem with it. It's the off season. It's what guys do. Don't got a problem with it at all. Just make sure you're picking the right, make sure you're keeping the main thing the main thing is what I will continue to say throughout the entire season. I know there was a lot made about Laramie Tunsil and his U Street extravaganza. There was a lot made about Debo Samuel and his U Street extravaganza. I think both of those two guys are going to help this team out tremendously. And it looks like they're wasting no time getting themselves acclimated with the D.C. area. I told you all multiple times here before, if you have $5, $10 to spare, put it on Debo Samuel being the offensive player of the year. If you have 10 bucks, 15 bucks to spare, put it on Debo Samuel being the offensive player of the year. I think he is in for a monster season coming up, and I absolutely love the fact that he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's going to have a bigger role, better quarterback. Hopefully, he is doing everything he needs to do on the field to make sure that he is ready for training camp. I don't mind seeing him in the club having a good time. Everybody got to have something that they relax with, something that they take the edge off with. For Debo, was going out and listening to good party music, man. I ain't mad at him. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Smiley out in Southeast. What's going on, Smiley?
Hey, man, how you doing? Thank you again for having me.
I'm good.
I just wanted to share how I like how we're picking football players, and I like how we just going in the direction of just taking real dogs. But I wouldn't lie if I didn't admit that I am a little nervous, especially with the draft pick of the UCLA guy, of us just eventually getting in that trap of just getting too small. Like, we're going for football players, but I just don't want us to get too small, especially on that defensive side when we see what we got to go up against. And that's all I wanted to share.
So I feel that. So you're saying, like, you felt like you want bigger football players? Like, they're not going with guys that, like, they're going with tweeners more so?
Yeah, more so tweeners. Like, like, you know, like the way the game going, everything's going with speed. There's a lot of open space. But I just don't want us to get in that trap. Like, when I look at Dallas, like, they kind of got in that trap eventually where they just had too much undersized, and then people was just running through them every week, just constantly just running through them. And I just want us to be able to stand up, you know?
I feel that. I feel like, you're first of all, your concern is genuine here, and I think it's a point that not a lot of other people have made. It's just the way the game's going, though, Smiley. That's why I'm able to accept it and be able to live with it, because I see other teams do it, right? And you see how successful teams are doing it as well. I think what you said is you hit it right on the head. It's about having that balance between the biggins up front and then the smaller guys behind them that can quickly make decisions, share blocks, and so on and so forth. So for sure, I appreciate you chiming in as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I mean, that's interesting. Because I think, and I said it to Logan, the two most intriguing picks in this draft to me were the picks right in the middle. Jalen Lane and the linebacker out of UCLA, Kay Medrano. Like, those to me were the two most intriguing picks. The athletic profile of both of those two guys are absolutely ludicrous. The athletic profile of Kay Medrano and Jalen Lane are two of the best at their position in the NFL. So I love that, or in this class, rather. So I love that. Supreme athletes, you got faster, you're getting younger. And I think with both of those guys, Jalen Lane on offense and Kay Medrano on defense, it frees up other players. With Jalen Lane, that's Deebo Samuel is how I view him. Jalen Lane is Deebo Samuel. So if you want to put Deebo Samuel in the backfield to give you a different look, Jalen Lane represents what he is as a receiver. So I love that, in my opinion at least. For Kay Medrano, he's interesting because, as Logan alluded to, he's had games on tape where he's a stand-up edge. He's had games on tape where he's a mic. He's had games on tape where he is that Buffalo nickel, quote-unquote, so to speak, that star position in this defense. Where I see him most impacting is special teams right away, obviously, both of them. But then with Medrano, man, like, with his size and the ability to open up and run with wide receivers, I think maybe, just maybe, he has the potential to be your Jeremy Chinn replacement. Maybe, just maybe, he could be the guy early on that helps you replace Jeremy Chinn. I just feel like all five of the dudes that you brought in are going to help your football team. Now, obviously, there's a wait-and-see approach here with this thing, right? I don't want to deem any of these guys Hall of Fame caliber players yet or Pro Bowl caliber players yet, but you can't help but be excited when you think about where they were drafted, the value that you got, the athletic profile that each of these dudes have. It's a really, really good spot to be in if you were the Washington Commanders. But I just think, going through the picks once more here, like, and maybe, you know, I'm the first guy kind of getting a crack at it here. We'll obviously have a full day of local programming coming up for you tomorrow. But my first blush, the most intriguing picks to me, is 128, Jalen Lane, the wide receiver out of Virginia Tech. And then in the sixth round, Kay Medrano, the linebacker out of UCLA, because of the versatility that both of those two guys have, specifically Medrano on defense. I am super intrigued by what he has the potential to bring. I know initially he'll help on teams, but in their defense and their sub package, you add him onto the field, it allows you to be able to play the run, and it allows you to play the pass as well because he's got the speed. So I'm curious to see how quickly they can get Kay Medrano on the defense. And is it as a linebacker? Is it as a strong safety, so to speak? It's going to be interesting. Bottom line is this, though, and I said this yesterday, I said it at the start of the show. This football team became a whole lot more difficult to make. They have raised the floor on this team. And when you look at the bottom of the roster and the middle of the roster, it's much improved. They're going to cut good football players this offseason. That's why this is what makes me excited. The preseason, I'm getting giddy already. The preseason becomes that much more important. The joint practices become that much more important. Your practice effort, your practice intensity ratchets up that much more. Woo! Got five good football players, and I'm ready to go. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing,
I'm
man?
Doing good.
Look,
doing good.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I enjoy the draft. Look, I think the last pick in the draft is not fair for Washington to get him. And I'm going to tell you why. You're talking about a kid that hits home runs and running the football.
Yep.
You already got a quarterback that can hit home runs by running the football. This is as much a scary situation like they got in Baltimore, only the difference is Cliff Kingsbury is going to run this quarterback, unlike Henry doesn't get ran in Baltimore. And contrary to what people say, look, I think Lamar may be a better athlete than Jaden. Jaden's a better passer to me than Lamar.
I agree.
I'll
say this real quick, Mark, and I'll let you keep going. I think Jaden's a more subtle athlete than Lamar is.
And he's more polished than Lamar. Lamar, I still think, is not polished yet. I think Jaden is more polished. He's more ready with what you have to throw at him. He is difficult to defend. But with the weapons he has now and Lane, and then you got, I mean, look.
Eckler still?
Let me tell you something.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Eckler and Robinson are in trouble. I think Noah Brown could be in trouble. I love Luke McCaffrey. But Luke McCaffrey, you may have to move him to San Francisco, seriously. Because you got a guy now that could play his spot. You don't need Luke McCaffrey. And
so
I love
say this
Luke
about,
McCaffrey.
I'll say this about McCaffrey and the entire wide receiver room. I think what you're speaking to, Mark, is the bigger picture item for me. There's going to be competition all across this roster. Training camp is going to be must-see TV, and I'm so glad I get the chance to be out there. I can't wait.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, offensively, I just told the guy, the screener, it's not fair. Look, you're from two home run hitters.
Yeah.
Actually, you got four, okay? You got Scary Carey, you got Debo. Gallup isn't bad either. Michael Gallup's going to be out of the ground. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mark, that's the guy that everybody's forgetting about, too. If he's right.
That's the guy. Yes, Lord, and I'm telling you, he's going to beat out Noah Brown. Then you got Lane. You got this kid Merritt. And Daniels.
They got some dudes, man.
I mean, if you were going up against this offense.
Who do you try to stop?
You literally are. Bingo.
Yeah. Mark, we appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your weekend,
right,
man. 1-800-636-1067. Mark just got me fired up. Woo! Seriously, though, you got to feel good about the five picks. The one thing that I'm doing, that I'm noticing as I'm going back and doing the homework and, you know, looking at where Washington drafted guys based on the consensus big board, all five of these picks, tremendous value. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines are almost full, so if you're on the line, stay there. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
1-800-636-1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. With you for about 50 more minutes or so before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you ready for Nats baseball. Speaking of run it, the Washington Commanders are going to be running it a hell of a lot more with their new seventh-round draft choice out of the University of Arizona, Jacory Kroski-Moret. Intriguing back. A young man that I think could come in here and hopefully challenge for some snaps on first and second down. But I will say this. I don't think Washington and the running back position, I don't think it's as big of an issue internally as it is to folks on the outside of the building. Daryl's in Columbia. What's chime in? What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, Linnell, thanks for taking my call. You know, I tell you, man, I'm very excited about our picks. Very excited. And everybody's talking about, you know, we're still not there with Philly. True, you know, we couldn't stop the run with Philly. But what hurt us in two games at home and in the championship was turnovers. You know, we had about all together eight turnovers in both of those games combined. I really look at an improvement on our defense. You know, and I think that a secret weapon – that they're going to pull out is going to be this guy that played rugby. I think they're going to, and I think everybody is kind of going silent on Jacob Martin. Jacob Martin.
Situational pass rusher, yes. Mm-hmm.
I look at Wise as better than Clinnell. Clinnell. I think that the two tackles that we got are better than Jonathan Allen. I mean, he missed about eight games, you know. So, I mean, I can't see where I think defense wins. You know, the reason Philly won that Super Bowl was defense. The reason Kansas City won the Super Bowl the year before was defense.
Yep.
And I think we've improved our defense, especially on the back end. And I think Kane is definitely just as good as Chin. Chin was a good tackler, but he took some horrible angles.
Yes, well, yeah. I know that. I agree.
Yeah, and this guy, Kane, it was a wide receiver, and he knows how to read that quarterback. I mean, the interceptions he was getting, man, was phenomenal. I mean, he's an athlete. And I'm just curious to know what are they going to do with Hampton and Tyler Owens. But other than that, man, I am satisfied with our free agency picks. I love our offensive line. Man, you put Coleman at left guard and put Wiley at right guard until Cosby comes back.
Yep.
Man, we're going to be a beast. I'm telling you, I love it, man. It's just up to the coaches now. Can they coach him up?
I totally agree with you, man. It feels like they overall raised the floor of the football team, and it's going to be, like I continue to say, a much more difficult team to ultimately make, man. And I'm glad, I keep saying it, and maybe you all understand why I keep saying it coming up here soon. I think that the two most intriguing picks were Jalen Lane and Kane Medrano. Like, those two guys, I'm really all over in terms of how they can help immediately. Jalen Lane, we know, is a home run hitter on offense, but he's got major special teams ability as well. And then I look at Kane Medrano, and I wonder, like, where are they going to use him? The best athlete in the class that's listed as a linebacker. I think because that is the case, he will do more than just play quote-unquote linebacker. He did a hell of a lot more in college than just play linebacker. So I'm ready to see how much of an impact he can make right off the rip here in year number one. I think he's got legitimate ability, and I think he's a bona fide commander is the best way that I could put it, man. A bona fide commander. Run, hit, see ball, get ball. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want to take a look. Where do we want to go here? We've gone through every draft pick. We've let you hear from Logan Paulson. I've given you my thoughts. I now want to take a look when we come back. Which position group coming out of the draft do I still think is the biggest need? I'll give you a little hint. It's not defensive end. It's next here on The Fan. Still moving and grooving right along here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will take you from there as they get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Mets. That's honestly a tongue twister, low-key. Saying Nats and Mets fast consecutively. It's not easy. I was stalling there to see who was on the bump this afternoon for the old Washington Nationals. It feels like, I'll be honest with you, ever since the NFL draft has started, I have, like, first of all, I completely checked out of the NBA playoffs, and I've completely checked out of Nationals baseball as well. But fellas not playing too bad a ball. They've won 3 out of their last 5, and then overall, it's, what, 5 out of their last 8. So playing pretty well. C.J. Abrams, coming back, hitting the ball well. You got your starting pitchers giving you some good stuff. As you know, Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin have tossed it well. Mitchell Parker continues to toss it well. You're starting to see Dylan Cruz and his bat begin to warm up. So a lot of good stuff with the Washington Nationals. Nats baseball on tap here this afternoon. Coming up a little bit later right here on The Fan. The starter for this afternoon is, old money-making Mitch Parker. So I'm actually super excited about that. Not going to be an easy one for the Nats offense as they go up against Tyler McGill, one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. Keeping things local outside of the Commanders here for a second, playoff hockey on tap as well as we get game number 4 of the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, Canadiens and Capitals. I know there was some major injury concern coming out of game number 3. At morning skate, it was Logan Thompson in net for the Washington Capitals. So very much a possibility that he plays here tonight. I don't know if it's just gamesmanship or is he actually going to be able to go. The way he was taken off of the ice the other night, it really gave me some major doubts and reservations about whether or not he'd be able to go or not. Not just for this game, but really for the rest of the series. So good news, I guess, that he was in net this morning at morning skate. So we'll see if he ultimately is in between the pipes for the Washington Capitals. It is a 6:30 face-off in Montreal. Pre-game coverage, though, gets going right here on The Fan at about 6:15. So make sure you keep it locked. John Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call right here on the Washington Capitals Radio Network. Right now, what we're discussing at 1-800-636-1067, post-draft, which position group would you like to see addressed / do you have concerns about with the Washington Commanders? I got 3 listed in an other. I got edge, running back, safety, other. The answer for me is the safety spot. I genuinely concerned is a strong word, as I continue to say. But I do have some doubts and reservations about what they have currently at safety from a depth standpoint and then straight up from a talent standpoint. They are one Quan Martin injury away at safety from that being the weak link. I would even say with Quan Martin healthy, your safety group, to me, is the weak link on this football team now all of a sudden. Some people are going to say edge. The more and more we went throughout this offseason, I began to realize that edge is probably not as big of a need to them as it is to us. We'll see if they go out and get a free agent. But the safety group, to me, in Washington, one, doesn't have a lot of depth. Two, doesn't have a lot of experience. And three, you only have one starter right now at this point, talking about Quan Martin. Now, I know what you all are going to say. Well, they brought in Will Harris from New Orleans. I hope you all know how I get down and how I do this. I'm objective. I'm honest. I'm usually not biased toward this group. Sometimes, you know, I don't kiss ass enough to you all's liking. But I continue to believe, that when you look at this safety group for the Commanders, it is the weak link right now to me. That's just how I feel about it. Now, I could be proven wrong. There are some guys in-house that I think will get an opportunity. One being, you know, Percy Butler, Tyler Owens, Jeremy Reeves. But when I look at those three guys, and it's no disrespect to who they are as players, I look at them as more core special teamers. Now, of the three that I listed, Jeremy Reeves, Tyler Owens, and Percy Butler, I think Jeremy Reeves is best suited to actually play on the defense and not just be a special teamer. I like his football smarts. I like his toughness. I know he's going to tackle. So, like, that to me is the biggest concern or need right now for Washington for me coming out of the draft. I think safety is probably the weakest position group on this team, and it's no disrespect to any of the guys they have in-house. I think they're good football players. I think Quan Martin is a good starting NFL free safety. I think Will Harris, I have questions about if he is an everyday starter, if he could be a guy that, you know, plays close to 100% of your defensive snaps. That's what you're losing in Jeremy Chinn. So that is why that position group kind of concerns me. You're losing a guy, and I'm going to pull up the exact number here so I don't begin to lie, but we all know it. If you watched every game last year, Jeremy Chinn and Bobby Wagner, I believe, played the most snaps on this Commanders defense a season ago. So when you lose a guy like Chinn and you don't, I mean, Will Harris is supposed to be the obvious replacement. I don't view it as such at all. I think there's going to be major competition like there will be at every other position. I also have some question marks, though, man. Jeremy Chinn last year played 94% of the defensive snaps. You've got to replace that. Does that get replaced all by Will Harris? Is it safety by committee? Is it the sixth-round linebacker safety tweener, Kane Medrano, that takes some of those snaps? Does last year's, I think it was a fifth-round pick, does Dominic Hampton step up and replace Jeremy Chinn? Or does Will Harris win the job outright? A lot of different ways you can look at it, man. I want to talk to you all, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Now that we're post-draft, as we sit here and evaluate the Washington Commanders and their current roster, what position group would you like to see addressed, and what position group do you have concerns about here moving forward? Poll is up right now on social media. It is at NELL underscore BTP. Let's go to Mike in Germantown. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
All right. I think a lot of people are overlooking that we really need a real kicker, man. We haven't had a real kicker in a minute, and I would hate to lose a couple games this year after hard-fought games over a missed field goal or a missed extra point, bro. So I think we really need to address that and get a real kicker.
So is that – would you have liked to see them use a draft pick?
I would like to see them pick somebody up right now in some type of free agency or somebody who was undrafted.
Like a college free agent kicker. Yeah, I think that's the way I'd like to see him go as well. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. Get somebody good.
Yeah, before they took the running back, Mike, I thought that there was the potential that they could go kicker with that final pick.
Yeah, I remember you saying that at one time.
So it's
that the kicker. Yeah, man. I just think that's really important. I really think that we're pretty much solid right now. Probably 90% solid, and maybe another DB. But I really think we need to address that kicker situation because I'd hate to lose a couple games because of that.
Any concerns with you about the safety spot?
I just think right now it's like we have to wait and see right now to see what, you know, who pans out. But it all depends, too, on that D-line, the pressure. I mean, we all know that the D-line, if we got a good D-line, it makes our DBs look really good, man.
Yes,
so,
100%.
You know, if we could get that pressure with that D-line, I think all of our DBs should be straight.
Awesome. I appreciate the call, as always, Mike. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. More of your calls. Post-draft, which position group would you like to see the Commanders address? Are there any concerns for you on the roster? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan. About 20 minutes left to go before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They're bringing Nats baseball series finale of Nats and Mets coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. It is a 105, pregame coverage is going at 105. It is a 135 first pitch. Mitchell Parker on the bump for your Washington Nationals. Fellas playing pretty well. Winners of 5 out of their last 8. We will see if they can come away with the series dub against the New York Mets coming up here. Tyler McGill on the bump for New York. So that's what makes today a little bit nerve-wracking about the Nats. I mean, Tyler McGill, still one of the best starting pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. How will the offense look against an elite ace like McGill? Right now, I want to continue to take your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Your biggest concern in position of need post-draft, for me, it's the safety spot. I continue to feel like at safety, they don't have a lot of safety talent that has that's proven anything, right? They got a lot of guys that, you know, honestly haven't played a lot. Now, Quan Martin, I think, is a really good starting, you know, NFL free safety, so I'm comfortable with him. At the strong safety spot, though, between Will Harris, Jeremy Reeves, Tyler Owens, Percy Butler, all four, I think, are, you know, good NFL players, but are they starting defenders on a defense, or are they more of like your core special teamers? That's the, you know, the difference here, and that's the dilemma that you have. Tyler Owens thing is interesting to me because of the measurables and the traits that he has. And then he was a damn ball magnet last year in training camp. So I know there's an affinity for him within the fan base, but he didn't play a whole lot of defensive snaps this year. You're replacing 94% of the snaps, losing Jeremy Chinn to the Las Vegas Raiders. So I do have concerns about how they replace that production and those amount of snaps. When it comes to Percy Butler, I know they really like him internally. I like him as a core special teamer. I like the mentality that Percy plays with. I think he's a dog competitor. I think he's tough as nails and fearless. I just don't know if he, like, takes the best angles all the time. And I don't like sometimes, you know, the way he pursues the football. And in coverage, he's not always, you know, certain. So he's somebody that I think has the traits. But, you know, at the end of the day, if he never turns into an NFL starter on defense, that ain't nothing wrong with that. He's going to be able to feed his family for generations. It's still a great thing. I just wonder if you're Washington here, does the kid Kane Medrano out of UCLA, the linebacker safety tweener, does he have the ability to come in here and replace what Jeremy Chinn brought to you? Steve is in D.C. He wants to chime in. What's up, Steve?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think it's less about the guys we just got because we don't really need them to hit right away except for the punt returner. The guys we got last year that I think, like, those are the guys we need to step up. There's new mentality or, the idea that it's people, culture, players. I mean, there's guys who we added, and I don't know where you said as much about Dominic Hampton, but the because I do think on the edge, I think Javonte Jean-Baptiste is going to be coming on. We've had a lot of sophomore safeties in the past here in Washington hit in their second year. I'm thinking like Chris Horton, and there's other guys like that. And I wonder if it's just the safety position, which, like, I understand tight end is kind of hard to learn in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
If the safety position is you can expect stuff out of guys in their second year, whether it's Hampton or Tyler Owens, because I didn't see anything of it except in the preseason, and I love Tyler Owens. And, you know, that was a surprise because he was undrafted. But, you know, as long as the world says, I think we can, like, expect something out of last year's class for these guys who have been learning.
Uh-huh.
And spend a lot of money on coaches who are good coaches.
Right.
And so it's like maybe we'll see some payoffs. But I appreciate taking my call, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Yes, indeed, Steve. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend as well, brother. So that is – Steve makes a good point. See, it makes a damn good point. How they develop guys is going to be key. And I think that's why there's this added importance of having a good coaching staff. And I think, you know, during Ron Rivera's tenure, that was an area that they very much severely lacked is player retention, player development. I think this group is a lot better suited for that. When you consider the former players littered across the staff, when you consider, you know, how many guys have been on multiple other successful staffs, on this defense, like Ken Norton's one of the best linebackers coaches in football. You know, Jason Simmons to me is one of the best, you know, defensive back coaches in football. William Gay, a Super Bowl champion on your defensive coaching staff. So I think that's a big part as well, like how you going to help these guys develop. But back to the position of need here for a second. I think I can say it with more conviction, and I guess I'll continue the conversation on social media regarding this as well, at NELL_BTP. When I look at this group moving forward, I do think the safety spot is where they have the biggest hole at. Not trying to, like I continue to say, right, not trying to talk down on who is in that room, but I do believe safety is a little bit, potentially of an issue for them. 1-800-636-1067. I'm back with you tomorrow here on The Fan, following Nats baseball as they get geared up. Pulling up the Nats schedule here real quick. They wrap up their series here this afternoon with the New York Mets. And then tomorrow they begin a 3-game series in Philadelphia. Oh, no, they have – no. Oh, so they wrap up the series tomorrow. Excuse me. I've been giving out wrong information all show long. That's embarrassing. So this is not the finale of their series against New York. They play the Mets tomorrow to wrap the series up. And then they will have a 3-game dance with the Philadelphia Phillies, who they opened up the season against. So that should be entertaining as well. Excuse me. Almost had old flatulence take me off the air. Is that what you call that, Matty Ice? What you call, is belching a form of flatulence?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Gas. Speaking of gas, I know money-making Mitch Parker's going to be throwing gas coming up at 1:35 p.m. Eastern time as he's on the bump for the Washington Nationals. I want to get into some NBA playoffs here before we get out of here, but it's just so hard for me to get off of the NFL draft. But while we have a couple of moments here, the NBA playoffs, they continue here this afternoon as well. I don't know how many of you saw last night the finish between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Aaron Gordon winning the game for Denver on an air ball from Nikola Jokic that he ends up dunking in at the end of regulation. Jokic tries to perform like a step back three, and it ultimately is airballed, and Aaron Gordon won at the buzzer. Just a heartbreaking loss in what has been the best series in this postseason thus far is what I would say. I think for sure this has been the best series of the playoffs. Outside of this, I would say the series that we have about to tip off in about 10 minutes or so, Knicks and Pistons, also has been, you know, one of the best series in this postseason. I have went scorched earth on Tom Thibodeau early last week on the Infinity Sports Network for Carl Anthony Towns just not being a part of the offense. We will see what happens here in game number 3 in game number four. But I think the Pistons have shown here through the first three games of this series, not only are they not afraid of the New York Knicks, they belong very much in this series. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. One final segment before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for Nats and Mets coming up here on The Fan. When we come back, though, I'll tell you which team I thought absolutely knocked the 2025 NFL draft out of the park. And a little hint for you, a little teaser for you. One of those teams is actually in Washington's division. That is next here on The Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One final segment to go with the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler getting you warmed up for Nats baseball. Game number three of a four-game set with the New York Mets on tap here this afternoon. Money-making Mitch Parker on the bump for D.C. It is a 135 first pitch as Nats on deck gets going at about 105. Before we pass things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler, I want to make sure to tell you that you got to keep it on the fan all afternoon long. You got local coverage from your boy recapping the NFL draft. If you missed any of that, go back and use the Always Free Odyssey app and rewind to hear the entirety of this show. Took a bunch of your calls. Got an official draft recap with a guy, Logan Paulson. And then you got Nats baseball coming up here next with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Then at 6:15 tonight, Caps pregame coverage gets going. John Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call for Caps and Canadiens, game number four. Still some question marks as to who will be in between the pipes for the Washington Capitals. At morning skate this morning, it was Logan Thompson in net. Now, based off of how gruesome that injury looked, I don't know if it was, you know, in jest that he was in net or for gamesmanship purposes or what. But he could not put any weight on his leg getting off of the ice the other night, so it would be a really positive development if he is able to give it a go coming up here tonight. If it's not Logan Thompson in net, we assume in all likelihood it would be Charlie Lindgren. Caps looking to take a 3-1 series lead over the Canadiens. I told you we'd wrap up on the NFL draft before we get out of here. Also got a quadruple header of NBA basketball on tap here this afternoon. Knicks in Pistons, game number four from Detroit tips off in about 5 minutes or so. You got Lakers in Timberwolves, game number four from Minnesota. Boston and Orlando, game number four from Orlando. The Magic were able to steal one the other night. And then hopefully Giannis and the Bucks can get back into this series against the Indiana Pacers. Real quick, I wanted to give a couple of my big winners from the NFL draft. Two of them are in the NFC East. The Giants and the Cowboys, I thought both knocked their draft classes out of the park. I think when you look at Dallas, they handled a couple of different positions of need, plus getting an edge rusher to go opposite Micah Parsons. Donovan Azaraku and Parsons are going to be a problem for years to come. Siobhan Revel, the corner in the third round out of ECU, I thought was a tremendous value pick. You go get the best interior offensive line in this class, talking about Tyler Booker. So I love what they were able to do. The Giants, I also, though, thought had a really, really good draft. Abdul Carter, Jackson Dart. I don't like that pick, by the way. I think Jackson Dart stinks. But Abdul Carter and Darius Alexander, adding those two to your already prolific and dynamic front four, I think is a huge coup. I also like Cam Scataboo going to New York. Just another offensive weapon. Could you imagine when it's, you know, mid-November and it's getting a little chilly outside and you got to wear your mink out? You're trying to tackle Cam Scataboo in the cold? Not very fun. So I like their draft. The biggest winner, though, of the NFL draft to me, and it's not even close, I think the New England Patriots kicked the NFL draft out of the park. Will Campbell, Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams, Jarrett Wilson, Craig Woodson, Joshua Farmer, Braden Swinson. I just named you like seven different starters in their first seven picks. I love what the New England Patriots did. They had the best draft to me by far. So much so, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The Patriots are going to be the 2024 Washington Commanders. You heard it here first. That's going to do it, though. Appreciate your calls. Appreciate Matty Ice behind the glass picking up your calls. Appreciate Logan Paulson. Nats baseball comes your way next.